Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we pray that you will bless camp this morning as the cottagers and the villagers are in their meetings. We pray that you will draw very near to them, and that the word of God will become very real to them and alive. Lord, it won't be just a story in the life of Abraham or another journey on the quest and whatever they're seeking for today. But Father, we pray that those words will be living. Lord, the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And Lord, even in the cottage, your word is alive. Your word is powerful. Lord, we pray that you will send your word today throughout the camp and the meetings that are going on right now, Lord. And the entrance of your word will bring light and will bring life. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us here in this end of camp. Lord, manifest yourself. Protect those that are on the grounds today from sickness, from accident, Lord. Cover us with your precious blood. We ask you for it, Lord. This day, help us to walk before you. Help us to walk in the Spirit. Lord, help us to walk by faith, in newness of life, in love, circumspectly. Oh, Lord, help us to walk even as you walk. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's say 390. 390, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. 390.
Thank you.
Is to come closer, to come nearer, and to walk more closely and nearer to his side, and to overcome what we've just been expressing in this prayer. The voices of earth, they're loud sometimes. Do you hear them?
Do you hear the call of the world? The call of the world through people, maybe some that are friends or acquaintances. And they call loudly and they put pressure on people to follow, to hear that voice. Here the songwriter says, voices of earth unnumbered. There's so many of them. They call for my attention this way and that way, and they distract me from the way that I should go. You know, my dad really gave his heart to Jesus, I think I could say. And I'm sure he had done that as a boy. My dad was, if you've ever heard of a man named Uncle Hans Waldvogel, everybody's uncle. You can read the book in the bookstore, and it's sold there, I'm sure. But Uncle Hans was the lead pastor for many years of the Ridgewood Fellowship. His brother was named Gottfried. That was my grandfather. And my dad, of course, then was the son of Gottfried. And there were a whole lot of these other boys, and some of you have maybe met them when they were alive. They're all with the Lord. But some of them pastored our churches back home in the city. And Uncle Gordon was in Williamsburg, and Uncle Arthur and Uncle Edwin were in Ridgewood. And Uncle, and my dad also was a pastor in a church up in Pelham Bay in the Bronx. And so when you're brought up and Gottfried Waldvogel, Pastor Gottfried Waldvogel is your father, you have to almost give your heart to Jesus when you're young, whether you like it or not. And maybe you know what I mean by that. You can't really give your heart to Jesus because somebody else presses you into it, but you're certainly encouraged to. As a young child, a young boy, my dad was encouraged to give his heart to Jesus. And I'm sure he did. I'm sure he prayed, Jesus, come into my heart, and was encouraged in every vacation Bible school and in every camp meeting and every whatever it might have been. I'm sure he was giving his heart to Jesus, but he really hadn't given his heart to Jesus. You understand what I mean by that, too? I know it can't be both. If he's not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. And if he hasn't won your heart and you haven't given to him your heart, excepting in name only, and in, well, then he really doesn't have your heart. But you understand what I mean. We can go through the motions. We can give him our heart. We can commit ourselves to him. And my dad had done that. But he was still pulled by the world, the voices of earth. And, you know, they're not only bad voices that call you to do sinful in and of themselves things. They just call you away from Jesus. They call you to the pleasures of life. Not all of the pleasures of life are bad and sinful. There are some very pleasurable things of life that are very in and of themselves very fine and very good. Education is one of those. Maybe to you, education is not a pleasure. But for some, it is. And education is not really wrong unless it takes first place in your life. And then it becomes an idol, and it becomes wrong. My dad's problem wasn't education. My dad's problem was sports. He was a sport fanatic. He loved baseball, and he was good at it. He played with people like Phil Rizzuto when he finally moved to New York and went to Richmond Hill High School, and they played together in sandlot ball. And when Phil went pro, my dad was not too far behind and maybe could have. At least that's what I'm told, and that's what I'd like to think. But be it the case or not, he was a baseball player and basketball and whatever. And that, as an older teenager, pulled on him. And his dad wanted him to go to the church and wanted to seek the Lord, and he wanted to play ball. And all the good teams played on Sundays, and Grandpa wouldn't allow my dad to play on Sunday. That's the Lord's day. We honor him, and we're in the meetings and go to church. Well, my dad would keep his uniform at somebody else's house, and in the afternoon he would sneak off and change in the guy's garage and go play ball and make sure he got back in time for the evening service and tried to hide it. And his heart was divided because he heard that voice. And he said, well, what's wrong with that? Well, maybe nothing. unless it becomes first place in your life. And so all of a sudden, one meeting, they sang a little chorus. And you've heard this chorus. Maybe you've sung it before. I know I have, maybe not for a long time. And I don't think we sing it in church. I don't know that the kids ever do either. But it went like this. I won't try to sing it, but I'll quote it. It says, I met Jesus at the crossroads, where the two ways meet. And Satan, he too was standing there. And he said, because his voice was loud, and he said, come. Come on, this way. Lots and lots of pleasures I will give to you today. And that's one of the voices in the voice that we need to overcome. And it's loud. And that song, I guess my dad probably grew up singing it. But this time they sang it. Like Sister Min said a couple days ago, I've sung this song, I don't know how many times I've sung this song, but this morning it just was alive and made sense to me more than it's ever before. The expressions and the words. Well, this day as my dad sang and heard and was singing that song, Satan said, come on, follow me. Lots and lots of pleasures I will give to you today. But I said, no. There's Jesus on the other side at the crossroads, and he's calling me too. And he says, come this way. What am I going to gain if I go his way and I leave the old way? What am I going to gain if I follow him? Well, the song kind of ends by saying, down here, my sins forgiven. Up there, a home in heaven. Praise God, that's the way for me. And my dad was, I think, 18 years old. Well, too old already. Should have been following the Lord wholeheartedly and filled with the Spirit, but he wasn't. But that day, that song, he had heard those calls, and he had heeded to some extent at least those calls. But that day, he heard the voice that said, no, follow me. The still small voice. The one that's not always louder than the voices of the world and the voices of your friends and the voices of the pleasures. Sometimes it's just a still, small voice, and it says, this is the way. You walk this way. It's better to follow that voice. My sheep, Jesus said, they know my voice. A stranger's voice, they don't know that voice, but they hear, somehow they hear me, and they hear my call, and they follow that call. And then strong are the foes that conquer. We sang in that third verse. Strong are the foes. So strong that I'm incapable of extricating myself from them. I can't free myself. I can't just walk away from the incarceration. I had a friend one time, and he was a friend of mine, and he went to jail for a time. And when he came back after a little while, a couple of years, and I saw him again, and I asked him, I said, you know, what was the worst thing about it? Is it really as bad as you hear? Is it okay? What was it like? He said, the worst thing about it is that I knew I couldn't leave when I wanted to. The worst thing about it, it wasn't the people with me there. I made friends. It wasn't the food. It wasn't the this or that or the other. I couldn't leave. I was not free. And that feeling of incarceration, that bothered me more than anything. And that could not only be when you're in jail, it could be people that are in jail cells of their own. And they can't get free. They can't be delivered. They're too strong a foe in an opposition. And the songwriter here says, I must conquer those foes. Strong are the foes that conquer I must. Long is the way, but Lord, I'm trusting in thee. In my own strength, but weakness I see. But Lord, could you give me a closer, close the gap? I don't want to be so far. I want to be so close. I don't want to walk a distance from you. I want to walk right behind you. And Lord, I want to be so close that you're able to, when I start to sink, and when I start to go down in the water because I'm walking on it, but I'm not walking on it for long, and somehow or other the wind and the waves, I get to see them and they call me and I go down. But I want to be close enough that you can reach right down and pick me up. Lord, help me to conquer those foes. How often do the voices clamor for you? I've been a Christian for a long time now. And many of you have been Christians for a long time. Does the voice ever stop calling? Does the world ever stop calling? Does that voice ever cease completely in your heart, maybe in your mind or your soul? Is it something that we need to overcome? That vow renewed shall daily hear. Lord, I am thine. I've heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But draw me nearer. Lord, the foes that I have to conquer today are strong, but Lord, I'm going to conquer them by your grace. I'm weak, but you're strong. Oh, for a closer walk with thee. We haven't sung the last stanza yet. Glad you guys came, because we're up to 323. We need your help. The last verse. Glorious Master, King of my soul. Now cast it all on him. Every burden, every care, every need, every foe, every voice. Lord, I'm yours. And draw me closer to yourself. Let's sing that last verse. Glorious Master, King of my soul, on thee my burden gladly I roll. Thou art my portion eternally. Grant me a closer walk with thee.
And you told my love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord, this morning we pray. Oh, draw us and we will run after you, Lord. Draw us this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, that we might run, Lord. Oh, God, and come closer to you and nearer to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Savior. Wonderful Lord. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.